Good morning, the Wolf. It's Don and Jess. Who's this?
This is Mark Miller with Sonya Brown.
Mark Miller!
Wow.
Come on, Mark Miller.
We are so excited for this.
Wow. Come on.
Hey, I wish my wife was that excited when I come home.
We are heavily caffeinated, my friend, and we are prepared to talk to you because you are coming back to Wolf Country. We love that you guys come out here. You must like it out here because we get to see you guys often, and it's never often enough because the energy you guys bring to the stage, we love you in Idaho, your adopted home for Sawyer Brown.
Yay. Well, this will be my first show.
We absolutely love that whole area out there. It's been a great place for us to play all through the years.
Absolutely, man. And like I said, we love having you. We love the energy you guys bring. And really, 40 years of Sawyer Brown?
40 years, man.
You guys are now truly legends. How does that feel?
Well, sometimes it feels like it was yesterday, and sometimes it feels like it was 100 years.
Yeah. And, of course, it all started on Star Search.
That's right.
The OG.
I don't think I know what that is.
So, Jess is a little younger than you and I, but, you know, this is way
like American
before
Idol?
American Idol.
okay.
Way before.
I tell everyone that we were the original American Idol.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sawyer Brown, 40 years of incredible music and just, I think, a real connection to your fans, too, because every time I see you guys on stage, there's a special bond that you seem to have with your fans that it's amazing.
I always tell people they sing the songs louder than we do.
Yeah, so. You know, that's love, and that's why you're a legend. Yeah. You guys are legends. I mean, that's what it's all about right there. Yeah, I said the same thing to Neil McCoy, and he kind of had the same response as far as being a legend. He wasn't sure he wanted to be, but he'll take it at this point in his career. And, you know, and we spoke about this last time, Mark, is just you're in such a cool spot now, 40 years later, where you get to enjoy it in a different way.
There's not the grind. You know, we're releasing a new album and a new single. Blake Shelton produced the new album. We have a documentary coming out in a book, all for 2024, and it is nice just to be able to, you know, we had over 50 chart records, and to get to enjoy that and kind of just go out and play and not have to worry about if we have, you know, the current single that's on the chart. That's actually really nice not to have to worry about that and just go out and play.
Absolutely, man. Just enjoy the moment without looking for the next thing that you have to do for someone else.
You guys made it.
Yeah, you get to do it for yourself. And you talked about the new single, Under This Old Hat. And the moment that song starts, I mean, the first few bars, you just know it's a Sawyer Brown song.
Well, so when we first started talking about the album, so I go out to Oklahoma and spend a day with Blake. And we were just talking about, you know, what it was going to be, and I just said, man, I really don't want to chase anything. You know, we'd already written the songs. I wrote or co-wrote 7. Mac McAnally wrote 3, and you know, Mac's,
yeah,
you know, has been, you know, big influence, you know, with the band. And then Mac came in the studio and played everything. Blake flew in with Gwen. We were here for like three days, camped out in the studio, old school. But the whole thing was we just wanted to make a record like we were making one in 1995, and that was our goal, and that's what we did. And man, everybody in the studio was just smiling when we could tell when we were making it that it was we were capturing what we've always been.
That's nice.
Amazing. I'm excited for this.
Yeah. Well, 1995 when everybody had more hair and smaller jeans, which is good. And maybe the knees were a little better shape back then too, but man, every time I see you, you are still out there dancing your boots off, man. You still got the moves.
Well, I always say they don't come to hear me sing.
Let me tell you something. Something happened when your friend Neil McCoy was here, and he did the shake on stage at the same fair that you guys played not too many years ago in Downey, the little Downey fair in Downey, Idaho. Yeah. And I just recorded him just simply doing the song The Shake, the whole song. And I posted it online. Where are we at right now on that? We're Ooh. Approaching almost 1 million people viewed.
Wow.
We're going to put you head-to-head with Neil when you guys come to town. We're going to record you guys doing one of your songs, and I want your best dance moves, and we're going to try and go viral with it and beat out Neil McCoy. Because Neil likes it when people compete with him. So we're going to do that.
We'll do it. And I love Neil. So you know, we've done quite a few shows with Neil, and it's always we always have a blast. He's a funny guy, man.
He is.
Neil is really funny.
Yeah, and you know, when I think of, you know, you mentioned the 90s. When I think of 90s country stars and icons, Neil McCoy, Sawyer Brown, the videos that actually used to be played on TV, you guys are still out doing what you love, still connecting with your fans, and still keeping it real out there, man. And to be able to work with Blake Shelton on this single and this project, what a joy. And you guys are just a treasure. You really are. Thank you.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
And we're looking forward to it. It's November 2nd at Colonial Theater, a very historic theater. And I will tell you this, the stage is massive. You could pull a couple semis out onto the stage, just so you know.
I'm going to need it, pal. I'm gonna bring it, so just so you know.
There's an orchestra pit in the front, so we're going to make sure that you know where that is, okay?
We'll fill it with people, and I'll do a stage dive.
Woo!
All right.
That's why we love Mark Miller. He's already thinking of stage diving 40 years later. There it is. All right, brother. Well, God bless you, my friend, and all your bandmates. We can't wait for you to be back in Wolf Country November 2nd. Tickets on sale at Colonial Theater for the November 2nd. It's going to be a great show. We've got some tickets to give away, and we will see you when you get here, my friend. Travel safe, okay?
Thank you. I can't wait.